Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. How are you doing over there, Lauren?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I am doing great, man. I've got coffee, good breakfast. It's nice weather. You can't beat it here.
Can't complain today.
Can't complain. And you know, the thing about it is we got a good economy rolling. There may be some things I'm going to talk to our expert here that's coming on that may be coming up in the future. We're going to talk about mortgages, refinancing, all that kind of stuff. If you are a homeowner, and most of you are, there's some things you're going to want to listen into. Make sure you get your paper and pencil because I'm going to give you their website and their phone number, and you can write that down and contact them. So with us today, we have, he's brand new on the show here. It's Jason Catlin from Catlin Capital. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, I'm awake. I'm alive. You know, it's like my dad always used to say, I'm on this side of the dirt. So I have something to be thankful for every day. And we've got a good part of the country we live in here, and it's good. It's a good place to be. So let's jump right in, Jason. First of all, since people haven't heard your voice on the radio here on the Home Matters Show, let's talk first about who you are, why you got into the mortgage industry, and why you formed Catlin Capital.
So I'm Jason Catlin. I'm from Washington State. Grew up in West Seattle till I was about 8 or 9, and then we moved to Eastern Washington and grew up in a little stick town called Republic, Washington.
Oh, wow.
Graduated from high school, 1989. Went to Eastern Washington University, graduated in 93, and pretty much got right into the mortgage industry at that point. In 1998, I started my own business because I thought I could do it better and for less.
Like a true entrepreneur.
trying to be a consumer advocate.
Yeah.
And then that worked extremely well. I would say I was just like most, referral-based, worked with a lot of agents, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, getting referrals. And then about 10 to 15 years ago, I decided I wanted to be a low-price model and just be efficient, excellent customer service. But I wanted to try to lead the market in price, be one of the better options in price and service in the Northwest. And so that's what we've built. And we've been doing it this way since about 2000, maybe 2002. Mm-hmm. I used to advertise on the radio an awful lot all the way through 2009. And then
pretty much honed this thing
into being an online where you could just go and get a quote, go to our website at CatlinCapital.com, use our pricing portal, get our interest rates without even having to talk to, one of our people. And we found that people really like that. So we promote the website. You can use it anytime you like. It's accurate. And it takes 60 seconds to use.
Yeah. So let's talk about that a little bit, Jason. So why do you believe, because that is a model, like you said, the referral business, the high touch, and you decided to go more with an online approach. Why do you feel consumers are warming up to that more than the old model in the mortgage industry?
Technology. So it used to be that when you wanted to know an interest rate, you had to call your bank, your credit union, you had to call the mortgage guy, and we decided what interest rate we were going to tell you. We had a rate sheet that we were choosing from, but depending on that sales activity, that interaction, we might not give you the lowest rate that we were looking at. We might sell you a little bit higher rate. Yeah, you bet. The higher the rate, the more commission we made on the back end.
Yeah.
So things changed significantly after the mortgage meltdown, especially I'm a mortgage broker, so we're not allowed to do that per customer anymore. We have to set our compensation monthly or quarterly with each lender. So what that means is every single customer that I talk to gets the same exact deal if they have the same exact profile. There's nothing for me to upsell. Okay. It just is what it is. So technology allowed us to build this widget for our website, and basically you're looking at my rate sheet. So when you enter your data and you get the results for a purchase or a refinance, you'll see several different rate choices. Some come with a bunch of costs. Some actually come with no cost and then leftover lender credit that's basically free money through that interest rate. You're paying a higher payment, higher interest rate, but the lender wants to pay you money to take the loan. And that's the new technology that's available that consumers are starting to find, and they just had no idea was out there before. And I'm a leader in that technology and in that pricing model.
Okay, so let's. I want to help everybody listening to the show here understand that a little bit better. So, are you saying when they go into your portal and they, what kind of information are they putting in, basically, in your portal?
They're literally just putting in the type of loan they want, their credit score, their zip code,
okay,
the loan amount that they want to apply for, the property value, if they live in it or if it's an investment property, the lock days, and the type of property they're financing, whether it's a single-family detached residence or a condo. And then they can pick the term, and in 60 seconds, you've just entered that data. You click Get Results, and it'll give you my rate sheet. It'll give you sometimes maybe 8 or 9 different rate choices. And then how we help the consumer decide is we just use statistics. We compare the interest rate with the fees, and there's each eighth of a point in rate has a different payment, and it also has different fees. And we just try to figure out with statistics, how long are you expecting to keep this loan? It's not normal or usual for anyone to keep a mortgage for 30 years anymore. Statistics show otherwise.
How long do they keep them typically now with statistics?
37 to 88 months is the last thing that I saw on Banker 8.
Wow. Okay, so it's
yeah.
So
short, people are redoing their loans between 37 and 88 months. You don't want to buy points or buy down your interest rate if you can't recover the fees within 37 to 88 months. And you'd be surprised how many people pay tens of thousands of dollars in fees, and then they go look at my website, and they could have got the same thing for no cost.
Wow. Now, going back, before we end this segment, just I want to ask you one quick question, and that is, you said in the, when they come in the portal, they pick the type of loan they want. How do they know which type of loan to pick?
So usually people just want a 30-year fixed, but the options that are available that we have are a 10-year fixed, a 15-year fixed, a 20-year fixed, a 25-year fixed, a 30-year fixed. We also have, there's a 5-year ARM, which is an adjustable rate mortgage.
Okay.
There's a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage and a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage. And those are just 8 different programs that are under the terms section of the widget on the website.
Okay.
And you can click one or two of them. You can click one at a time and review it. You can click 2 or 3 and get results. It'll give you all the results for them. It's extremely handy, and it helps people shop and compare what they're getting quoted, maybe from the referral that they used, maybe from their bank that they bank with or the mortgage company that they currently have their loan with. Maybe the real estate agent is saying, hey, check these couple of companies out. We're just saying add us to the list.
Right. Got it.
I don't know that we'll beat everybody and have the lowest rates, but what I did build is a widget, so that way you can check without having to talk to me or one of our salespeople, and you don't have to be sold. We basically just want to take your order. We don't want to sell you, and we just want to give you excellent service and be extremely efficient.
Okay, that sounds good. And Jason, when we come back, I have a couple more questions about the comparison aspects. I'm going to also share with you guys, this is kind of near and dear to my heart as far as how people are being conditioned to search, discover, and buy. A lot of it is on their mobile phones these days, and it sounds like Jason has kind of matched the way people are using technology these days. It's pretty surprising. So with that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a good discussion here with Jason Catlin. He is the founder and owner of Catlin Capital. Both you're on both Western and Eastern Washington now, right? The whole state?
Yes, we do the whole state. We also do Colorado, California, and Oregon.
Oh, wow. Okay. So if you are listening out there, by the way, we do have podcast listeners from all over. If you want to catch this show in perpetuity, we'll be up there on mynorthwest.com/homematters. You can check out this on your podcast device. All right. One thing I wanted because Jason talked a lot about his widget that he built, and I was looking at it here between the segments. If you want to go check this out and run some numbers for yourself, you can go to CatlinCapital.com. That's Catlin, so it's C-A-T as in Tom, L as in Larry, I as in India, N as in Nancy, and then Capital.com. You can also call them if you want. It's 206 and then Lend Now, 206-LEND-NOW. If you don't have a paper and pencil, go ahead and grab it because I'm going to give it to you later on here in the show as well. If they call the 206-LEND-NOW, who do they get, Jason?
You'll get one of four of the people that I work directly with. So you'll get Mike Sanborn, who's my partner. You'll get me. I actually do a lot of
you answer the phone
personally.
Okay, that's cool.
Some that we have a receptionist, we have processors, but the rule here is if the phone rings three times, it needs to get answered. So yeah. If that means I'm answering the phone, I'm answering the phone. It's all about service. We want to make sure that people get to talk to humans when they call and don't go to voicemail.
Okay, got it. So if you guys want to have fun, we always do this on the show. If you want to call 206-LEND-NOW, ask for Jason. See if you can talk to him. All right, let's move ahead. One thing, guys, I want to talk to you about before we jump into some of the comparison of rates and things like that, and the refis, whether it's a term refi, cash out refi. We're going to get into all those things with Jason and what that all means. One of the things I want to share with you, and you guys know this to be true, is that, you know, everybody these days with this internet thing, and a lot of people are doing this now on their phones. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but there's about 3 billion of these devices in the world. It's going to go to 6 billion by 2020. That's 70% of the Earth's population is going to have a smartphone. So if you guys walk around, you can see everybody's got them, everybody's using them. But the key thing here that matches with what Jason was talking about, and I speak about this quite a bit with my other company, is that technology, what Jason was talking about, technology has conditioned us to search, discover, message, and buy. And so, as you guys know, I'll give you a good example. If you ever are on your phone and if somebody calls you, you don't recognize the number, what do? You don't answer it, right? Because we can. I don't know if you guys realize, but millennials and now Gen Zers are a little young to buy a house, but millennials, most of them don't listen to voicemail anymore because they don't want to.
Yes, I can confirm that.
Yeah. I mean, things are all changing. It's all self-evident. So what Jason has done, guys, is match the way you guys want to buy. And I think it's a really smart move, Jason, on your part, because this, to me, is the growth of the industry. You know, as we go forward, people want to have you at arm's length. They want to get educated. They want to search. They want to do their own discussion. And maybe they want to message or text you. And then they might want to, you know, then talk to you on the phone. But they want to do their homework beforehand. And are you kind of seeing that in your own business?
It's exactly what people want. It's two different types of people. There's people that get referred and they just stumble onto it, and we walk them through the pricing portal on the website, and we show them the interest rates. Mm-hmm. They have no idea how that stacks up and compares because they're not really out there shopping. Then you have the people that are internet shoppers that have figured out how to shop for a mortgage online, and they don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
And they might want to shop at 2 a.m. They might want to shop at 7 a.m. And a traditional mortgage company or bank isn't going to be open then. So we built the widget, and there's technology out there that allows consumers that shop like that to be able to get results without having to talk to a human. We've
yep.
limited the human interaction because they don't want it.
They don't want it. And, guys, I'm going to tell you this just to drive home the point that Jason just said. Everybody, it has to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it has to be instant. And guess what? If you don't believe me, have you ever gone to Albertsons at 12 o'clock at night and they have a note on the door saying, sorry, we're closed? See, we expect things to be 24/7 now, and you have provided a portal that gives people the ability to do that. And I wanted to bring that up and spend some time on that, Jason, because you're kind of a visionary, I can tell, in this industry. But you're doing exactly what these people want, not the way most of the mortgage industry is, and you've already made that shift. So good for you. I think it's really smart. All right, let's go back to looking at let me ask you this, Jason. You ever had the situation where somebody just bought a house and somehow they found you guys? They went to your portal and they found out, man, I could save money on a refi right away. Is that ever?
We have it every single day.
Okay. Well, this is a common thing then, guys. That's why I wanted to ask. Okay, so
every day.
Give us an example, maybe a story of somebody that, you don't have to say their name, but somebody that's done that and kind of how they benefited from your business.
So let's say somebody did new construction and the builder had an incentive of $10,000 in the contract to use the on-site lender. Mm-hmm. And there was also some incentive in the contract that paid fees for that lender, which is fantastic. It's a great deal. It's hard to turn that down. Most consumers will take it. Mm-hmm. But then they get funded on the loan and the house is done. You know, they're moved in and they are searching around and they stumble onto the ability to get pricing and mortgage quotes online. And then they see that maybe they just took a 5.25% interest rate and maybe they could drop their rate a quarter or half a point for no cost at all. I run into that every day.
Okay, we come back. I'm going to ask Jason about, well, how, if you look at that quarter point, over the period of time, what are you looking at for savings if it doesn't cost you anything to change over with Catlin Capital? With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is People Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We're having a good discussion here with Jason Catlin, who is the founder and creator of the Catlin Capital widget, the new technology in mortgage lending. I love it. Which basically the reason why it's a good thing is because what he's done is figured out he's providing you service in the way you want to shop, the way you want to search, the way you want to discover, not the way the old industry has been for years and years. And so, Jason, for that, I commend you because this is the future and everybody's on these phones and everybody wants to do their own thing prior to talking to anybody in sales. So good job there. You can go ahead and check out this widget at catlincapital.com. It's Catlin, C-A-T, like the cat, and then Lin, L-I-N, and then capital.com. He has a widget up there. You can go through, check it out. We'll talk about the process, like, well, after you guys do this, then what's next? And that'll be a little bit later in the show here. But we ended the last segment, Jason, with the whole question about, well, okay, so a lot of times, and you said you get it every day, somebody does puts in their loan, they come find your website, and then they realize that they could have gotten a better rate, and then there could be even some savings there. So can you speak to that a little bit? And because you said that happens almost every day. So can you walk us through an example of that on a purchase?
Sure. It even happened today. So guy found us on the internet, sent me an email through the internet, you know, contact us now through our website pricing portal.
Okay.
And I can see what he was looking at and a little note that said, hey, I just closed on a loan at 5% and I see on your widget that I can get 4.375 APR, no cost. And is this real?
Is it really no cost? That's probably what he wanted to know, right?
Exactly. And so the answer is net. There was no cost for his scenario. And so, for example, you know, you look at $400,000 for a loan amount at a 4.5% APR on a 30-year fixed. The difference between that and $400,000, 4.29 APR, 30-year fixed, is $60 a month in payment. Okay. And the difference in fees is about $3,000.
Okay.
And that's about how much a mortgage costs. So if you pay a quarter point higher in rate, or if you're coming down from 5% APR to 4.5% APR, there's enough credit in there with this particular scenario that it made the loan technically a no-cost loan. There's usually about $3,000 in costs on a mortgage
okay.
at 4.5% APR, but there's also a lender credit of about 3% or $3,000 that came with that particular scenario.
Okay.
That made it a no-cost loan for that person.
So it was low-cost, and then if he's saving $60 a month, and you said, let's say he doesn't carry it the whole 30-year term. Let's say he's in the average, which was, you said, was what, about 37 months to 88 months or something like that?
Right.
Okay, so let's say, I'm just saying this for my own math. So let's say I'm going to keep that house for 60 months for 5 years. And if I'm saving $60 a month, I just pocketed over a 5-year time, I pocketed $3,600, right? Is that right on my math?
Right.
Okay, and it was no cost up at the front because of what you said. So I'm coming out ahead financially by just switching over into a loan with you, right?
That and the idea that we try to promote, and that's the widget. I didn't invent the widget. What I did is I found it,
okay,
and I made it public. So I don't know many other people that have the widget.
Was it deep in a cave somewhere or what?
It was part of technology that we were adding,
okay,
to be more efficient.
Yeah.
And then we put it on our website and people liked it. So basically, okay, I kind of built it for me. So that way, you know, there's some real specific state and federal guidelines about talking about points and fees,
yeah,
and
yeah,
repayment and how much your savings are. And it's best for everybody just to plug in their own scenario in my website,
okay,
and check and see. But the people that are going to benefit the most and that don't even realize it are the people that just closed on a home loan on a 30-year fixed at 5%. And they plug in their exact same data that they have, how much they owe on their mortgage, their credit score, that it's a no-cash-out rate and term refi, plug in 30-year, plug in their credit score, their zip code, and hit get results, and just looked at the first interest rate that has parentheses around it on my widget. You can click directly on the closing costs, and it'll give you the closing cost breakdown. But if it's in parentheses, that means there's more lender credit,
okay,
than the cost for that loan. So that makes that a free loan, a no-cost loan.
Wow.
And you got to be careful saying free in my industry.
Yeah.
The only reason why I say free is because if you're at 5% and you can drop down to 4.5% APR and there's more lender credit than there is cost, what would you call that?
Yeah. Well,
it's a no-fee loan.
Yeah, it's a no-fee loan. It's net no cost. And I get
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a really good deal. I think it's very cool. I have to ask you though too, since you're basically really at least the first step in your process, and we'll get to the other steps, is on this finding your website and working through the widget. How do people find you on the internet?
So a lot of people, we advertise on some really large websites that I won't promote.
Okay.
But places where people go and shop to find interest rates, you'll find us advertised there. A lot of times, if you Google Catlin Capital Inc.,
okay,
you'll see our ratings and where we advertise. We call it our digital footprint.
Okay.
We strive for excellence. We want it to be perfect. We want everybody to have a perfect experience. We want 5-star out of 5 reviews from people. We want everybody telling everybody that the Catlin Capital process is, you know, streamlined. It's efficient. You get to talk to a human, and then it's fast, maybe even faster than any loan you've done before. So when they find our widget and they reach through to contact us, some people just fill out the contact us form and we contact them that way. And it just takes, you know, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Other
yeah.
people that know they want to work with this, they'll just click apply now, fill out an application, and then hit submit. That takes about 5 to 10 minutes. And then we see that information come over. And technically, it's not an application. We're limiting the information that people can put in there. So that way, it doesn't take you an hour to fill out the form. And it also doesn't trigger a formal application process to where you're stuck working with us at that time. We just want to get your basic information so that we have your spelling correct, you know, the numbers for your birthday, your social, your income, things like that correct.
Okay.
And
all that is safe, right? If they're going to give up that data.
Absolutely. It's secure. We use the largest mortgage software lender in the company, Ellie Mae, or in the country, Ellie Mae.
Okay.
And people gonna make usernames and passwords. It's all protected.
Okay, good.
And also though, if people don't want to fill out an application on our website, which a lot of people don't, a lot of people want to find the information,
yeah,
then they want to talk to me, a human, or they want to talk to one of my employees. you can call and talk to me directly.
Yeah, okay.
My cell phone's on the website.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So,
when we get back, we're going to continue that. I want to get into, too, Jason, with you. I'm going to give my opinions on where I think interest rates are going with the economy and with tariffs and things like that. That's kind of the current topic out in the world these days. And then we're going to go through Jason's process, because it's after the website, now what happens, right? And how do you interface with Jason and his team? We'll cover all of that in the last segment of the show. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We're having a good discussion here with Jason Catlin of Catlin Capital. You can get a hold of Jason if you want to ask for him directly at his office. It's 206-LEND-NOW, 206-LEND-NOW. You can talk to him, or you can talk to, is it Michael Sanborn? Is that correct?
That's correct. He's my partner.
Yeah, he's your partner, Michael Sanborn. So Michael or Jason, they will take the call. If you want to talk to the guy that was on the radio, that's Jason. You can ask for him. Or you can go out to their website. This widget they have, I've checked it out. It's pretty cool. It's CatlinCapital.com. All right, let's jump right into this last segment because I want to cover this. So basically, they're going to go out. They're going to do the widget. They're going to, you know, kind of look at different information. Whether they fill out all of it or not, not a big deal. But what happens next, I mean, in your process?
So they've basically decided, once they've looked at our widget, then compared it to maybe the referral that they were sent to go get a quote from, or their bank or credit union, they've seen the widget. Now they want to know, is it accurate? What happens next?
Okay.
So most people will contact us by phone or email, and we just respond immediately. I work all the time. You'll get responses from me, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night. I work on the weekends. I'll respond then as well. I do hundreds of loans a year, and I like it. I personally like being busy, and I like helping. The more people I can help discover this and realize this benefit, the better for me. So
okay.
Once I'm communicating with you, I'm making sure that you're getting all the questions you need answered. I'm asking as many questions as I can to determine that this that I can actually help you. And once we've determined that you want to use us and that I could help you, people either apply on the website or we take the application over the phone. It takes 5 to 10 minutes, and it's secure. And then once we do that, we will send you a link and a list of items, like we need your pay stubs, W-2s, tax returns, mortgage statement, maybe your purchase and sale agreement, et cetera. And you're going to create a username and password to securely upload that data, or you can fax it to us, overnight it, whatever works the most efficient for you.
Okay.
And we're getting your authorization. We're charging you the credit report fee. We're pulling your credit. We're getting you approved and getting you in a position to lock. And we can go from application to lock in 30 minutes to an hour if you just sit there and focus on it. We focus on it as well. But we have to do the locking part during business hours, Monday through Friday. That's
okay.
Our only limitation is that we can't lock and get approvals after hours or on the weekends. But I can take applications. I can get all the people's documentations. I can get them in a position to where we can lock and get them their approvals. We're seeing appraisal waivers from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac now. Those were gone for about 10 years.
What does that mean,
the mortgage
Jason,
meltdown.
What does that mean exactly?
So when we do conventional loans mainly, and when we go to submit the loan automatically, electronically, we enter all the data that the consumer gave us, and Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac gives us an automated approval. And right in the body of the approval, it'll say appraisal waiver or no appraisal required. And it's new, and it's a statistical analysis that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have. They're separate. They're not the same. So we'll try one with Fannie Mae, and then if we don't get it, we'll try one with Freddie Mac. And
okay.
It's usually granted on the more conservative values. So one of the ways that we'll help you is, say, you don't need your house to be worth $1 million to get an appraisal waiver. Maybe it only needed to be worth $700,000 for the loan that you want to qualify for. We'll actually put the value as low as we can so that it doesn't affect your rate or your price, just to get the waiver from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, because it's that much benefit.
Okay.
So we can go conservative on the value, and we found that the more conservative we are on the value, the easier it is to get an appraisal waiver from Fannie or Freddie.
If you don't get the, Jason, quick question. If you don't get the appraisal waiver, how much does that add to time?
So usually, and you're, it just depends on each market that we're in, but usually we can get an appraisal in 6 or 7 business days.
Okay, so it adds a few days if you don't get the waiver. So that's pretty significant to get the waiver.
If you work from 30 days and go backwards, I think on average we fund loans from application to finish somewhere around 23 days.
Okay.
But if I get an appraisal waiver and you're fast, I can actually go from application to signing your closing documents in 8 or 9 calendar days.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just completely different.
Yeah, that's significant. Okay. So if you want to get into a house fast, it's good to first focus and help out, but then also get the appraisal waiver. Sounds like that's a big deal. That's a lot. Okay, that sounds good. Now, we have a couple more minutes. I'm just going to, you know, this is, again, this is not Jason talking. This is me talking. But this is a reason why you might want to go do this widget, or you might want to do a refi, or get your loan going pretty soon here. I mean, again, it doesn't happen overnight. But you guys all know we're in a pretty dang good economy now, and it's cooking along pretty good, and there's been discussions about, I think, Jason, hasn't the Fed kind of hinted at maybe raising rates coming up?
Yeah, they said at least 2 more this year.
Okay, so that's already public knowledge. Yeah. Now, the other thing, guys, is factoring into this, and if you guys current events, you listen to the news, is so we've got a good economy. There's a possibility of inflation, raising rates there. And I also think if we continue down the path with the tariffs and the trade wars, that could also drive up interest rates, too, because it raises inflation. If everything gets more expensive, they're going to have to do something with that. So I'm just giving you my opinion. I don't know what Jason thinks about this, but my personal opinion is if you're thinking about, especially like a refi or something, I would definitely go at least do the exercise of going to CatlinCapital.com and going through the widget and seeing, based on your rate, seeing where it could go, you know, and locking in at a good rate now before things do climb later in the year. Because, you know, it's one of these things, I know it's always kind of a hit in a dartboard, but if you can get a better rate now, and lock in for the time you're in your home, hey, all the better. So that's my personal opinion. I think you should check it out at least and, you know, look at CatlinCapital.com and go that way. Now, let's one last question before we end the show is, why should people, I mean, what are the things that people would probably want to look at in terms of why they should want to refinance now? I mean, what are some of the typical situations you see for a refi?
One of the biggest changes that we saw through the new tax law is that you're not going to be able to write off the interest on your home equity loans anymore.
Okay.
So basically, your home equity loan just turned into a big giant credit card. So we see a lot of people, and we're recommending to people that they combine their home equity loan or their second mortgage with their first mortgage. So that'd be a refinance opportunity. So that way you could potentially write off that interest.
Yep. Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
You want to talk with your tax accountant regarding that specifically, but we're seeing that as a direct impact from the change in the ability to write off the interest on home equity loans. I've always been a proponent of take what you can get while you can get it.
Yeah.
So if you look at the widget and the numbers work for you, run, don't walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Apply,
makes a lot of sense. Yep.
Walk.
Yeah.
Because interest rates, as you'd be surprised, our interest rates, because of technology, now change as fast as a stock would during the day.
Wow.
So the interest rate could start out, you know, with a specific fee attached to it, and that fee could change to a credit, then it could change to a fee, then it could change to a credit.
Mm-hmm.
And that could happen 4 or 5 times in one day. So our website pricing portal is live.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 15 minutes for it to catch up to any changes. But that's, I think, one of the biggest things that consumers aren't aware of is that interest rates can change by the minute or by the hour during the day, especially when you're looking at the price leaders in the country, the companies that are like ours that we're trying to offer market-leading price. Mm-hmm. And we have these widgets, or I have this specific widget. I don't know of anybody else that has one, but they're going to be coming, especially after we have this conversation. People are going to want to be adding these so that way consumers can get the information directly and get in a position to apply and lock as fast as possible.
Yep, and that's very well put, Jason. And we've run out of time, but again, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so check them out, CatlinCapital.com. Go check it out. Whether it's taxes, economy, or the tariffs that are coming up, you want to go over there right now to CatlinCapital.com, run through the widget, and then you can talk to Jason or Michael. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.